Yes, good evening. Good evening, good evening. Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. It's now the time to talk about business. It's now the time to talk about economic matters. And yeah, I think it's the right time to thank Dwight and also Helmut with their home run program. And we are always very happy, especially when we have to build on their conversation. We have to build on their conversation. They're always very happy, particularly when they analyze issues. And they look at national and international development. And it's always very important to make sure that at least every day or every week you learn one thing or two. Because when you are growing up, even when your age is advancing, your capacity must also advance. Your thinking must also advance. That's why it's always very important to learn one thing or two every day, every week. By the time we are at the end of the year, at least you have enriched your capacity, enriched yourself in terms of content, knowledge, and how to deal with matters. So, for those of you coming on the radio for the first time, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment. This is your favorite conversational program at Eagle FM Namibia. This is your favorite conversational program. It's a program that we do the conversation about what is happening in the world, particularly when it's coming to the economy. What is happening in the world, particularly when it's coming to decisions made by those who have, political decisions made by those who, have political power, and also business individuals. How do business individuals think? And how are the operations of, how are the operations of financial institutions? How are the operation of, global institutions? And yeah, apart from that, we look down and connect it to what is happening in our country. Where are we as Namibia? Where are we as Namibia in terms of development? And what are some of the things that need to be addressed currently, first and immediately, before we move forward? What are some of the issues that we failed to change, particularly post-colonial Namibia, that is from 1990 to where we are now? What are some of the development which have happened? And we are always trying to bring about this conversation, which is cutting across sectors to make sure that we make meanings on things which affect our bread and butter. We are indicating to you, and we have been always talking to say, as long as we are where we are, we must, as long as we are where we are as a country, particularly in terms of development, in terms of human development, in terms of our financial system, in terms of, international ranking, where we are one of those few countries which are classified as, we are demoted in terms of ranking, because the other time from 2010 onward there, Namibia was so advancing, particularly in terms of GDP. Then it came to the point, where we were classified as upper middle income, with Botswana and also South Africa. But as time goes, things were not working according to plan. Economy did not grow as it was supposed to grow. Human development continued to be a concern. That's why Namibia became, again, we're taken back. We are classified now as a lower income, lower middle income economy. And we need to address these issues. When we talk about citizen participation in economic activities, we have been faced with challenges of unemployment, youth unemployment, and unemployment in general, where in SADC region we are number one, and that is being on top for not so good reason. When you look at our energy sector, although we are trying to electrify Namibia according to the plan which is on the table, that by 2030, 70% of the household will be, electrified. But the question continue to be, how can you give me electricity which I cannot afford? The price of electricity continued to go up. government continue to subsidize, which we call it economic on the defensive mode, and many other things that we need to get right in terms of mineral resources, in terms of our mineral resources, particularly you know, uranium and other mineral resources. We still, I know, failed to add value to our mineral resources, which also weaken the way we do business with the whole world. And when you look at where we are now, in that context, where we are now, you are the third largest producer of uranium in the world, but you still don't have an industry which is adding value to your uranium. And that is also impacting the way we do business, which means that we are exporting. We are exporting work to other countries. That's why we are saying, as long as we are in these situations, we must discuss these issues. Either you are a young person, you are an adult, you are a policymaker, you are a business person. Let us discuss these issues, because all these issues are connected to our economy, are connected to bread and butter issue. That's why this conversation is a conversation that encourage constructive criticism, that is encouraging, our listeners, to make sure that, they give their input, they give their contribution, and also we find a way how we can, advance our country, how we can, advance our country, not only through discussion, but through practical implementation of right policies and plan. So, yeah, before we go to what we have on the table today, before we go to what we have on the table, and also we introduce you to our guest. It's always very important to make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia. Follow Eagle FM Namibia in our social media platform. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook. Follow us on LinkedIn. Follow us on Instagram, and also on X. Because when you follow us, those who are following you can also be able to follow us. Then we can update them. They can get economic insight. They can get that business intelligence. And they will be able to be good citizens, good policy makers, good researchers, good, SME operators who understand long-term, decision making based on data, and who can also see and read about what is trending globally, what is trending continentally, and also in the country, and also how to navigate that our unpredictable global economy that is shifting, and it's only those who understand, who have data, who will be able to navigate. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Great. Yes, apart from following us at our social media platform, make sure that you also got access to the Villager newspaper. That is our e-paper, which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And for you to be a good citizen who, you have access to data, you have access to information, you have access to economic insight, just send your name to 081-200-4144. Just send a WhatsApp message there. Then you save that number. When you save that number, every Monday morning, you'll be sent the Villager newspaper. Every Wednesday morning, you'll be sent the Villager newspaper to your WhatsApp. You download it. Then you can be able to read what is happening in terms of food security, what is happening in terms of green skin development, what is happening in terms of green hydrogen, what is happening in terms of mining sector, what is happening in terms of banking institutions, what is happening, everything that is related to economy of the country. We discuss about those things. They are written, and you'll be able to get perspectives. You'll be able to get perspectives, and you can also get opportunities when you have access to the Villager newspaper. You can also get an opportunity if you're a business person to communicate to our marketing team. Then you can be able also to reach out and market yourself, market your business advertise with us so that you can also be able to get your clients on hold, can be able to get your clients, because there are thousands of people who are reading the Villager newspaper. And if you are marketing with us, it's going to be more easier for you. It's going to be more easier for you, especially in the world of digitalization, where you can access large number of clients across the country and even the world, because now the world is so advanced to that extent. If you are doing well in your business, you can get clients everywhere. So advertise with us and you make your life more easier. Then you can also, eat that fruit, which is coming from the strategy or the advertisement strategy that you have used advertise with us. So apart from the Villager newspaper, we have Eagle FM app, because they are always those who are asking to say, no, guys, where are you? What is wrong with the frequency at different towns? Yes, there are also those who are saying, no, we got the frequency, we are listening to the radio, we are fine. But what we are telling you is that there is an alternative way of accessing, Eagle FM services. There is an alternative way of connecting with us and also listening to what is happening at Eagle FM radio. You can only do that by downloading Eagle FM app. Go to your Play Store, go to your App Store, then you download Eagle FM app. Then you listen to the program which are on air that time. And when you miss a certain program that you wanted to listen to and you miss it, you have also an option to go to podcast. Then you can listen to that, program, that conversation, at your own time, at your own pace. So that is an app that you can use anywhere in the world. Its operational mechanism is like WhatsApp, and this one is very fast. And it's a Namibian app. When you have that, it's more easier for you. And we are always telling people to say the world is moving very fast, and you must make sure that you familiarize yourself with new technology, new advancement, new apps, because that is where the world is going. Because if you make sure that you familiarize yourself with these types of technology, your life will be more easier when the world is going to be transformed, particularly in a digital era that we are in the world of artificial intelligence, in the world of robotics. It's those who understand tech that are going to rule the world, that are going to make their life more easier, particularly in doing business and also in solving problems, because technology came to make our life more easier. Technology came to make our life more easier, because now when you have your phone, you have everything. You don't need to buy a radio anymore if you don't have enough money. Just you can do anything. You can do your payment with the phone, and you can also listen to us, Eagle FM Namibia. Then your life will become more easier. Then you understand what is going on in the world, what is going on in the continent Africa, and what is going on in Namibia. And if you are a business person, if you are a researcher, make sure that you have that app, Eagle FM app, and you also subscribe to the Villager newspaper. So apart from that, you can also make sure that you download Imba app. Imba app is a digital version of a hymn book. It's a digital version of a hymn book. It's a digital version of a hymn book, because if you find yourself in a situation that you are at, let me say you are at a graduation party, you are at church, or you are called to, to say something. It can be a funeral, life, unfortunate event, but that is the reality on the ground, or somebody passed on, any event that require you to sing from a hymn book, and you find yourself that you do not have that hymn book. You don't need to worry, because technology is also saving here. That's why we are always telling you that we got you. We got you to that context that when you are using Imba app, you will get access to the digital version of a hymn book. That is your Ehangano in Oshwambo. It's also Cherero, Afrikaans, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So download Imba app. Then you make your life more easier. So, apart from that, you can also listen to us on online, and make sure that you use Eagle FM service. That is the only way that you will not be left behind, because we're always telling people to say technology is here to solve problems. Technology is here to solve problems. That's why when you familiarize yourself with technological devices and technological applications, your life will become more easier. You'll be able to save energy. You'll be able to concentrate on many other things while you are also, focusing on what you are doing. So dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And, we are here until the hour of, 1900 hours. And, stay tuned, because I'm going to introduce our guest. I'm going to introduce our guest for today. And look at the conversation that we have for today. And you also be given an opportunity to contribute a your view, and also give your opinions about the conversation on the table. So stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 1900 hours. And let's go to a commercial break, then we can proceed.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have...
Yes, we are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. We are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. And a lot of things have been happening, particularly in Namibia, regarding business, regarding economics, regarding financial policies, regarding financial strategies, and other pronunciation, either it's from government, where we are seeing prioritization of what have been not prioritized, or what have been not, looked at, particularly in the past years. We look at the introduction of NDP-6. We look at the introduction of NDP-6. We look at, the commitment placed on the table by our president, and also a new administration, or the 8th administration, which is... Okay, let's take the caller. Hello? Yeah, we look at the commitment of the 8th administration, particularly when it's coming to the support of smaller businesses, supporting of, art and culture, supporting of the creative industry, and also, the introduction of, the youth fund that is also going to assist in assisting, developmental projects and also upgrading youth and what they do, either it's in business or what they do, whether it's in advancing their personal and professional development. And yeah, one of the things which happened, especially with our banking institution, you know, for a very long time, Namibian business people, especially the SME operators, they've been talking about things of collaterals, things of, you know, it's very difficult to get a loan from a bank. It's very difficult to get a loan from a commercial bank because they are asking about what do you have so that, you know, we can make sure that if you don't pay back our money, at least there is something that we have of value. And that has been one of the things which put Namibia behind, especially the small business owners. Some of people, they, you know, they died with their ideas because they couldn't get closer to the financial assistance. And one of the things which was stated, especially by Bank of Namibia Financial Sector Transformation Strategy of 2025 to 2035, that is a 10-year newly launched Financial Sector Transformation Strategy, indicated that the Bank of Namibia, with the government under the Ministry of Finance and other stakeholders, have prioritized financial inclusion. When they prioritize financial inclusion, particularly to those who were not part of the financial, you know, assistance, because those days are now, if what is said to be done, those days will be over of the meme who is selling kapana, the tate who is selling kapana, or the guy who has a baba, not to access funds from a commercial bank, or not to access funds from any other financial institution, because this person does not have something of value, collaterals, when they are doing their business. But when you look at what is presented is that this Bank of Namibia Financial Sector Transformation Strategy indicates that by 2035 it aims to improve financing of 80% of medium and small enterprises that are 10 years old or older, and also 60% of those smaller businesses that are less than, you know, 10 years. Now, when you go back at the strategy itself, then you look at what is being also put on the table, you also be able to realize that, you know, the ministry itself indicated that, you know, by 2035, think of no more having access to finance. All the small businesses who have an opportunity, to have access to finance, and also to get fundings, or even informal businesses to get fundings from financial institution. Now, just yesterday, MTC Namibia, in partnership with Retseho, introduced a new short loan, that is Tamba Maris loan, you know, service, that will give those people who don't meet the requirements to get the money from you know, financial institutions such as banks, but they have businesses that they are doing, or they need money agently to solve their issues. They will be given now a loan up to 1.5, that is 1,500, and there's a term and condition also, and also how you pay it back. But this one, when it was presented, it was indicated that it's aiming to make sure that you know, there is an inclusion of those, particularly those who are at the rural area. Imagine you are just a taxi driver, and you do not have, you don't even have an account. You don't even have an account, or you are not, or you want to expand your business, or you want money agently But, you know, you don't have a payslip. It's only those who have payslips that can get access to loans and also financial assistance. But you stand now a chance of getting up to 1,500 in a loan. Then you are going to pay it back at your own pace. At your own pace with, the limit that is being placed there. Now, when we are discussing this, when we are looking at this, there is also some concern, especially from the public to say, no, this thing of allowing people to get loans, giving them access to get loans, is also what is putting the country in trouble, because there is no education about how to handle money. People are continue to be in debt because there's no financial education on how to handle money that you just got. That's why in the past week we have seen a lot of things which have happened. Some people, they have taken their lives, reasoning being in debt. But, you know, and one of the questions which was also placed is that if you are saying you are small business owner, but if you are already struggling to pay, for example, Tamba, you are already struggling to pay Tamba, which is just $4, and how are you going to handle 1,500? And there are also those who are saying, no, look, I think it's a time now for equality. Even those who are not having an opportunity to sit at a dinner table, now they can get this loan based on their level. Because a bigger business is going to get a loan from a bank of 20 million. You who started your tax shop, you started your Kapana, you started your Order With Me business, you don't have a formal account, you can still also get money based on your level, and you can use it wisely on that ground. It's something of debate, and I'm going to go into the conversation with Peter Franz, who is an economist. To go to the conversation with him, especially regarding this matter of financial inclusion, and also to ask to say what are some of the things that need to be done to make sure that this strategy of financial inclusion is implemented correctly, is implemented well, without you know, without disadvantaging those who were supposed to benefit from that, you know, financial inclusion, mechanism. So let's go to pay the bills first. Then we get into the conversation with Peter Franz, who is going to unpack, this matter.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270.
Yes, our guest is going to join us in the next 5 minutes. He's going to join us in the next 5 minutes. But while we are there, one of the questions that we need to ask ourselves, is that how is our financial literacy? How is our financial literacy? How are we handling money? How are we handling finance? And what is our view on this topic of financial inclusion? Are we going to see a lot of SMEs going to upgrade themselves, or are we going to see a lot of SMEs going to close, or are we going to see a lot of business owners to be heavily in debt because of this, ability that, or because of this situation which is created to make sure that they get their little money based on the standard where they are, so that they can upgrade themselves. Because when they upgrade themselves, because the problem that we have in Namibia, because the hand of FNB SME development department indicated to say, when we are celebrating about many businesses being registered, when we are celebrating about many businesses being registered, especially SMEs, 60% of those businesses, or 60% of those SMEs, they cross down in 3 months, and others were still struggling to find their balance. Then the problem that we have been having in Namibia is that people are not able to get loans to get where they are. Now opportunities are going to be opened. Are we still going to struggle in paying those loans as SMEs? Are we still going to? What is the difference between somebody who is owning a small business, let me say an informal business, then get access to funds? What is differentiating this person from other ordinary Namibian people, even educated one who are are finding it very difficult to pay or to keep up with payment of their loans? We are not saying a loan is a bad thing. A loan is only a bad thing if you are not in using it wisely. A loan can only be a bad thing if you are not investing in things that will bring you money. But if you are getting a loan, then you channel the money somewhere else, then it's going to be very difficult for you also to find the balance in that. Now, in looking at this financial inclusion strategy that is going to look at those one who are at the periphery of mainstream economy, what are the lessons? What are the skills that they need before they start embarking into this? Because education really matters. Education really matters. Because at the end of the day, this can also disrupt the society in terms of how the business is done at an informal sector. Because when people start knowing that they can get money from a bank anytime, based on where they are, even if they do not have collaterals, they may also end up misusing this. But there is good positive stories which happen in Kenya, especially when you look at SMEs in Kenya. There are good stories there which are happening in Kenya and also in Rwanda, because when you look at what's happening in Rwanda, when you look at what's happening in Kenya, especially when it's coming to the SME ecosystem, there are good stories to learn from there. Because SME started being supported and young people start to be innovative, particularly when it's coming to the digital platform. Go to Facebook, go to TikTok, see how many Kenyan, creative or content creators, or those who are in a creative fields, are making money. How many of them, were assisted by that little amount of money, and where are they are now in terms of the operation of their, SMEs? Kenya can have some bad stories. You can debate about some part of its politics, which is not what is expected. But there are friends that you cannot beat Kenya. There are also friends that you cannot beat Rwanda in, because they know that the future is in advancing the people. The future is in human development, is, and it's only those who have capacity, those who understand technology, and also those who are assisting each other. Because I always have a problem with our Namibian SMEs, because I've been always asking this question to say, how many SMEs manage to leave the incubation center, manage to go and compete with other SMEs? Because you find a few incubation centers around, then you have these SMEs who have been there for, they're applying for extension, because at an incubation center is like a training ground. You are getting training, you are getting opportunity, you network, then from there you can go out in the air and fly. But you find this SME who is there for 10 years, then you are no more an SME, you are just not able to move. You are an adult baby. What about others who also want to get into those incubation centers? So we need to look at those. What are the skills that we are giving, and how is this thing going to be handled, especially when people start getting access to finance, when people start getting access to money? And that's why the concept of financial education was being brought about, to say, let's train people how to handle money. Let's train people how to do investment. Let's train people how to build their businesses from the ground. And when you just get this money, you can upgrade yourself. So let's go to short commercial break. Then we'll see where our guest, then we can see what we can get from our guest.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fana na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko derewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as...
Yes, as I indicated earlier that you are going to be joined by our guest, that is Peter Franz, just to talk to us, especially when it's coming to financial inclusion, and also how we can support our SMEs and those who do not have formal, even those who do not have formal registration will be able to get the opportunity to get funds. So Peter Franz, good evening, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment.
Good morning, David. Good evening.
I'm good. Let's try to look at Bank of Namibia financial transformation sector strategy, particularly when you talk about financial inclusion. In your own view, how is this strategy going to be implemented, and what is most likely to happen in the economy if this strategy is implemented of including everybody, particularly those who are at an informal sector, to get access to finance?
Yes, so basically we all know that financial inclusion plays a very important role when it comes to business or any kind of businesses in the country.
Mm.
So by this then, by them implementing this strategy, it's actually helping people to have access to funds, which also bring further to the informal settlement or informal businesses, per se. Yeah, this is actually a good strategy, which will also bring people to life. People, like, let's say, especially the manufacturing businesses, industry that is being released in the country with a lot of potential.
Yeah.
So in this case, it will bring a lot of opportunity to light. It will bring a lot of products to light, Namibian products, and also just giving exposure to these people that always, that ever they want to be just to be tough. Yeah.
So how can this be implemented with minimum risk? Because people are scared to say, if you give assistance to, let me say, an SME which does not have collateral, you are still going to be very careful, because there's still a lot of risk here to lose. Because how do you think smaller businesses can given funds with minimum risk, especially those who do not have collaterals, because that is where the government is going.
So basically, these skepticals are brought upon by the non-performing loans of Development Bank of Namibia. About the only entity that could give loans to these kind of businesses have just disposed 1.something million like a year. That's very low. So these are things that brought upon these skepticals. So what you can do, I think there are systems in place that can actually check the overall performance or lecture an overall credit history of a person. So what they can do, I think they can check the history of this of the entrepreneurs,
yeah,
the like registered entrepreneurs, and also check the 6 month performance of this kind of businesses.
Yeah.
How have you operating? How are the projections look like in a, like, let's say, in the next 7 months or next 10 the business? I think in this case it will minimize the risk of people.
You know, I was looking at the report of NAMFISA, which is indicating that just at the end of 2024, Namibians owed around 8.1 billion in loans. Now, if those who went to school, those who are regarded as educated, and they have payslips and were able to get money from different financial sectors, but are struggling to pay back. What about me, an ordinary David, who is having a informal barbershop at the edge of a town? Then I get this little amount of money. What risk is there? How do we change the mentality of Namibians in general, particularly business people, on how to handle finance and also the importance of getting assistance such as loans? Because some of these people, they get loans, they disappear, and you don't get them anymore.
Yeah.
There are guys who are hiding. They don't even want to be seen by anybody. They just become, wrong unit. But just because of the assistance that you get, but you end up, an enemy for the system.
Yes. I think firstly we have to educate our Namibian people on how important their credit history is, because it means a lot. It's not just a word, credit history, just not a loan or just not money that you're getting. When you get a loan or when you have an extension to credit, you must bear in mind that when you pay off this loan as you are supposed to, as according to the agreement or the arrangement that's made between you and the lender, that actually builds your status of credit. So it puts you in a place where you have a good credit score. To an extent, when the next person sees your credit record, they see that, okay, this person has credit elsewhere, but they have been paying. So they are giving off like a green light. It's like a good plan. Now, for someone with a bad credit history, when you are someone that defaults, someone that doesn't pay their loans, you will be in a red, right? So it creates that skeptical, attitude between the lender and you. It's like, no, listen, this person has been disposing this, so he will be a risk, and you give him this much, so that's the problem, irregardless of what the person is going to use the money for. So we need to educate our people. I think people should also start asking for their credit history, overall credit history, be it furniture, be it financial, this kind of things are the ones that brought us to, like, I think they need to take care of their credit, over their overall credit.
Mm-hmm. Now, if this is implemented, if people start getting assistance such as loans, even without registered businesses from any financial institution, if this is handled very well, how will it impact? Or let me say, if it's implemented based on with a plan, how is it going to impact the overall performance of Namibian economy?
Yes, we expect a boost in the economy.
Hmm.
Given the example that you've given of a barber shop, let's say Paul is that operates a barber shop in Havana.
Yeah.
With only machine. Mm. So what happens then when pilots get access to funds? So these pilots will be able to at least buy four machines. When the other one is not working properly, they change to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So this process of cutting hair will actually increase, and also the number of people that you can cut in the day will also increase. And also pilots can also hire an additional person that will help him. So that you see, by him hiring an additional barber,
mm-hmm.
that means he's already creating a job for that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, I think the economy will be really in a good place, will be healthy again, I would say. And yeah, and also there will be a lot of tax to be paid to the government,
mm-hmm.
the corporate tax, and then there will also be a lot of within the economy. I think that it will be a very healthy decision that policymakers might take.
Mm-hmm. Now, are we going to see going back to upper middle income, or are we going to see ourselves maybe improve in terms of our human development index? Or when you look at inequality, are we going to see Namibia becoming an equal country in terms of economic inequality based on that intervention, if that which planned to be happening or which is planned to be done, if that implemented correctly, are we going to see that?
Yes. So previously, or in the previous report, you see how the Gini coefficient of Namibia is a very huge difference in the distribution of wealth. So I think if this strategy comes in place, I think the Gini coefficient also improve, will more likely to go in the middle part, because I mean, people will have access to funds, and then they'll be able to run their businesses. So I think that the equality when it comes to distribution of, when it comes to health, to wealth, it will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes.
Yes, this thing we have been Namibia, predicting. We are very good at predicting. We have been predicting, but in most cases we don't hit the target. We have been predicting, we have been planning. Now I just want your one take in a general, you are a researcher, evaluation of NDP6, if you understand what I mean. What is your opinion? I just want your opinion, because, you know, if I have to take you back to the records of other economies, when Harambee Prosperity Plan was brought about, when NDP 4 or 5 were brought, they say, no, this is what's going to happen. But I want your view to say, what do you think is different from this NDP 6 compared to others, and what do you think is going to be achieved by it?
Yes, so if you check closely, or if you analyze closely, you'll notice that all these national development plans are contributing to Vision 2030. That's the aim. To make Namibia industrialized, you know, this kind of thing. I think the NDPC is more open, let me say, given the fact that there's now different leaders.
Yeah.
A new president in place, which also she's running things differently.
Yeah.
As the previous president, I would say. I think by the way things are going, it is different. You know, it has more youth inclusive, like, they are more on, you know, like they are trying to track the deep dependency out of, you know, to put businesses, to finance businesses, to include in the plan, and also to create good opportunities. I think it's really different, makes a difference compared to most of the NDPs we had.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all contributing to Vision 2030. That's the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Peter Franz, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your input.
Always a pleasure. Have a good night.
Sharp, sharp. Yes, that is it from Peter Franz. He indicated to say if the strategy of financial inclusion is implemented correctly, it will definitely impact the way business is done in Namibia, and it's going to impact it positively, and we'll see a lot of people, a lot of business operators getting opportunities to, you know, even to expand their businesses and also to employ another person. Because you just imagine you have your barber shop, you have your tuck shop, you have your kapana, and from just Norway or from that assistance you get 1,500 or even 10,000, and you are given that opportunity that a lot of people did not get. A lot of SME operators stopped their, or some of them, they just closed down. Because how many of SMEs survived COVID-19? How many of them recovered? Some people decided to say, no, I was operating a business in this town. I put all my investment, all my little investment here one-on-one, but I was still at the starting point. I was still not at the ground where I should uplift myself. But what have just happened is that after COVID-19, a lot of people, they say, no, I'm not going to do business anymore. But just imagine when people get this amount of money, and then they start doing, how is it going to impact the way business is being done in Namibia? Maybe I also want to see a few people also going to this loan sharks, because now everybody have access. Because when everybody have access, it's more easier to focus on yourself rather than, people going to loan sharks to assist others also in doing business. Then it becomes so chaotic, because when the country is in need, it's just a need for distribution of resources. But in that ground, if what is said or what is written is what is going to happen, I think we are going to have a good Namibia. We are going to see also other countries going to learn from us if what is on the plan is what's going to be implemented, or we are going to see a different thing. Because the other thing is also that, you know, the system which we have can also impact the way we are doing things. Because if you look at the way we are managing our SOEs, if we pump money into financial institutions to assist SMEs, what is guaranteeing us that these institutions are not, or this money is not going to disappear? Like, we don't want to talk about SME, but that is what have happened. It was almost the same thing, but I think those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. But yeah, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and the Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of from Tumwa team. That is, of course, Kapate Gatoka and Uncle Fly.
If you are set to save, you save is a shop to be at this month's end. When last did you only pay $92.99 million for 5 kilos of best choice white sugar, or $29.99 for white porridge, and just $18.99 for 125 grams of Kloof coffee? You save, your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM. The I. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
Your eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend day, and I don't know how to get people to hear about it.
You can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Don't worry about the small things.
On the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store.
Download the Eagle FM app
to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.